for you. It's really easy.
No, you don't have anything, Paul. You don't understand anything, Abraham. I'm going to do this. And people, what are we learning from this? Don't misunderstand the Son of Promise when he comes, the birth of Christ. I'm doing this in my own miraculous way. I'm working these things out. So Abraham says, oh, that Ishmael might be the one before you. See, man always rejects and laughs at what God is doing. The salvation, see, man laughs at the way God has set up salvation. Just by faith. Oh, no. Easy faith, easy salvation. Man laughs and rejects the way people recover from sin simply by faith in the Holy Spirit. Man rejects and laughs at the way that God blesses man, not based on any human merit, but based on faith and love. Because we got it all figured out. Got it all figured out. No. No, you don't. You don't have anything figured out. Just trust me. I'm God. Even when things look hopeless and helpless, trust me. I'm God. Now, verse 19. It's going to be God who's doing the laughing. See, this, Abraham is laughing. God's going to do the laughing. But God said, no. And I love that. God always says no. The human solution, human merit, anything that man does. But Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son. I'm going to repeat it, Abraham. This is my gospel message, the promise of the Son to you. Son of promise by an unusual birth. Now, here, watch this. There's another relationship between Isaac and Jesus Christ. God names both of these sons of promise. And you shall call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. Okay, another issue that follows the pattern of the birth of Christ and the birth of Isaac. Not only their sons of promise, but even the giving of their names are given at birth by God, not by the parents. Wouldn't that be great, parents? We wouldn't have to go through buy a book that has 3,000 names in it, study all the names and argue, and have all of our friends tell us what we ought to name our kid, and all of that. Wouldn't it be nice if God said, you name this one, you know, and tell us what to name them? But these two sons, the sons of promise, are named by God. Let's take a quick look at what we have at their names. Here, you shall call his name Isaac. His name, I won't get involved in the Hebrew. I've got it all written here, but I'm running out of time. Let me just tell you, the root of his name means to laugh. Isaac's name means he laughs. I will give you that. It means he laughs. And this is what we get into the study. He laughs.